Welcome back to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest today is Tato Cortez, and we're talking about the development of a family business and the transitioning of the different generations, and used as a frame of reference an article that just finished coming out. I mentioned, you know, 3rd of November, the effective family succession, and I didn't realize that the wording was so similar, but he says that integrar sin romper es final un acto de amor y de madurez. And to integrate without breaking is at the end an act of love and maturity. And that goes so far well with Ellen Poe, says, you know, we have to retire without noise, without breaking. It's the exact same words. And he... the family business, this balance between professionalizing and bringing outside management to the extent it's necessary, and making sure everybody's evaluated, it's not done on basis of family. So we know family businesses have fallen apart because everybody in the family wants to be in the critical roles, even though they're not they don't have the talent for it. And then compensation is more based on ay bendito, gee whiz, you know, instead of what is fair, what is necessary, what is reasonable given all the circumstances. But, you know, at the same time, a family business has to have this history, this culture. And he says here, por eso antes de hablar de puestos y jerarquías, hay que hablar de historia, de propósito y de sueños compartidos. La herencia no se impone, se transmite. So before we talk about positions and hierarchy, we have to talk about history and about purpose and about shared dreams. And then he says, succession is not imposed, it's transmitted. And which brings us to the topic that I wanted to cover now is basically the transition to the new generation that you put forth one day in one of our meetings. You said, you know, the moment has come for us that are, you know, over, all three of us that have retired are over 80, but we put the date we wanted people to retire at 75. So tell us, you know, that from what your the story that you described in the first segment, that you've done that in Fiddler, you're retired early at 60. They did it in the Fundación Ángel Ramos, and now with Empresas Caparra. So tell us, you know, how was done. You know, what was the given moment that you came in with that, decided to go to that meeting with that particular suggestion, and then describe to the listeners how it's been carried out in Empresas Caparra, this transition?
Well, I think we are talking about two transitions. The first one was to our generation, Jorge, to the Primos Hermanos generation. And I think that's the first transition. And that is the one that we made an effort to bring professionals into the company and handle the companies of very professional matters without forgetting that we're a family-owned company. We also did something that I think is very important, that about, I think, 5 years ago, we established the concept of junior directors. That means bring a third generation to our board meetings. And right now, that have, I think, paid off. We have had a number of primos hermanos come be junior directors, and we have been able to judge their capabilities and how they fit in our corporate structure. And I feel that as I move out, you move out from the board of directors, and Andres Nevarez move out. Of course, we'll be director emeritus, but not board members per se, that the people that will be taking our position are very capable, are fully informed because they have been in that board meeting now for 4 or 5 years, and they're capable of keeping the progress of the company. But what happened in our meeting of October the 30th, that we decided for the new director, young directors, the beginning of that was about 5 years ago, that we started sort of breeding these young directors, etc. I think the challenge for the future would be to continue to bring people to the board of directors that really complement each other and bring professional experience to it. We have to be choosy in the directors that we finally elect. I think that the members have to be aware that we're going to choose a director, those people that I think will be best for the company and best for the values of the companies. That's not an easy task in a family company, but I think that has to be that way. And if you ask me, I would continue what we have done it to have professional management, unless for some, we find some very excellent candidate within our company that is willing to be the president and make an exception. But I think that as a general rule, we should continue that. So for me, the formula for the future is have very strong management and very strong board of directors based on new people coming in that are the best talent in the family.
So, and to be for the listeners, I of course these are names, but some of you out there may know us. But at 81 and 82 is Tato and Andres Nevarez Gonzalez, who has been on the board, and then myself. As we moved out and the new regulations and our operating agreement, the new articles of amendment that we put in our operating agreements, now call that if you're 75, you can no longer be the voting board member. So that's put there as a thing. The same thing happened in Antilles Insurance a couple of years before. And so I think it was a year when they implemented. Carlos Rios came with a suggestion, also an attorney. I think he kind of surprised everybody, and it's good when the person coming up with the suggestion is the one who's going to be retiring, and not come from younger people because they're kicking out the older. It's best for the older to come through with those ideas at the appropriate time, and then what we did, as Tata was saying. We have had junior directors now for quite a while. The one that from your family, from the Maricita's family, Eduardo, your son, has been there, I think, for about 12 years or 10 years. I mean, it's been quite a while. And he's going to move on. He's been elected now to be a member of the board. And in our family, Jose Manuel Mato Santos, who lives in Australia. It's incredible these days how somebody can be active and effective, given the Zoom and all. We have these meetings. Some people were in person, and then there's usually four or five that are via Zoom. We have the equipment that we have these days is excellent, And Jose Manuel, at 3 a.m. the day before, is there in the meeting. So he's come up, and then we brought in someone who's kind of in the family, but not Andres's son is Andres Agripino, has joined us. He has not been with the family, and we have another post open, as you said, for an outside director, somebody who's not a family member. At Antilles, they have had for quite a number of years outside directors, the people who are not family and some who are not even the stockholders. Mm-hmm. I think they have to have one share in Antilles Insurance to comply with the law. But that's what we've implemented and we amended the operating agreement to provide for that. Went through that very carefully. Tato coached that through. Make sure everybody with plenty of time knew what we're headed, and over a year basis, we put those things together from our annual meeting a year ago to the annual meeting we had last week, Thursday. So one of the reasons I asked Tato to even though he's a little bit under the weather, to come and this is the right moment, because we just implemented that. We had a very formal, as part of all the formalities, annual meetings at the end of October. It's always on Thursday, and have great number of people joining. And after, because we're a family business, we had some, you know, cocktail, and the buzz was great. And about it was in August, we put together a family outing. So it's like in the family businesses, you have to do this great balance. It's making sure you do things correctly and professionally, and yet, as this article says, you have this ethos, this culture, these relationships that are so important in the family. If it's run well, then it helps the unity of the family.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, Tato, that we have talked about, you've always been very careful in making sure to try to get a consensus and try to avoid the necessity of a vote. See how we can work it out so that everybody is comfortable with the final decision. But every once in a while, and I think I can only come up with four in all those years, going back to the late 1980s, I can think of only four where we've had to really count the votes. And you know, we do it with great amount of respect for the different opinions, but sometimes it's not clear which side is gonna prevail, and then we have the vote, and the majority prevails, and the minority, luckily, you know, knock on wood, accepts the majority decision and moves forward, you know, with that decision, and because sometimes then the minority starts sabotaging, and that's really awful. So it's a combination, and Tata was masterful in terms of keeping people, feeling respected and hopefully not having to have that vote. But when the vote is given, then we have to go along with the majority. I don't know if you want to make some comments on that, but I think that's really very important. And that balance between family ties and yet professionalizing—it's a challenge. But I think we've been able to do it. Thanks in great part to you.
I think so. That we have been successful at it. I think. Let me talk about two subjects. One is the family versus the business. I think that we have to understand that the family side is very important, and we need to invest time in terms of time. And money, because we need to have the activities to keep the family together and to share away from the business part of it. And that's very important. The other thing, in terms of board of directors, my opinion has been that you always try to get a consensus of the board. But there comes a time that you have to vote. If there is no consensus, because the company has to move forward. But really what's important that you made all the effort to have a good consensus before you force a vote. I think that's very important.
Yeah, and the same. In fact, I was thinking the other day that Antilles, and I've been on the board about 5 years, but I've been going to board meetings. They've been nice when you go to the annual meeting. They invite you to stay on. If you're a family member, to listen in on the board, but they have not had an election. I mean, it has not had it, everything has been agreeable and all. It's a great balance, and it's really important. Unfortunately, we're not going to get into Tina Hills, unfortunately, but we've covered. But I think. At this stage, just a quick question before we close, because you've been retiring from Fiddler, of course, quite a while now, from the Fundación, and what's going to keep you active? What's going to keep you happy?
What's going to keep me happy? I think, Jorge, first of all, at 82 years old, you have to reduce your level of activity. I from Fundación, I will be still director emeritus. We have, you know, meetings at Fundación.
So you continue there active, yeah.
Okay. I intend to be very active. But I also, I'm very clear what my role is.
And the same thing with Empresa Capara. You're going to be a director emeritus.
Emeritus.
Be going to a meeting.
I'm
incidentally, one of the things I didn't point out is that you headed the strategic planning committee, which has been absolutely critical. And mm-hmm. you're not going to be heading it, but you're going to be involved with, so you're going to continue involved in both the Angel Ramos and, you know. And then Fiddler, you haven't been a lawyer. You haven't been practicing law
no,
for quite a while.
So
basically the things that you've been active with, you're going to be active with in a different role.
In a different role, and especially in Fundación, where I was president for 10 years and chairman of the board for 7 years, I have to make sure that I don't cast a shadow, you know, that I do my job as an emeritus director, be available for advice, but they have to run the company.
Right. Well, we have, they have the same thing in Presos Caparra.
The same thing
so
in there.
We've run out of time, Tato, but I think with those words, I think that's that kind of caps it. You have to, as you do these transitions, you have to sort of be available to the extent that they want advice and all, but you have then this balance again to not sort of cast a shadow, to allow them to develop to that. As this say, then this next generation may have a completely different idea of what Empresas Caparra should be. They may expand and they may contract, but you know we have to let it go and be there to the extent they want us, but we not keep on wanting to run the show. So I think with that, you know, it's a different version of well-being. I hope our listeners have enjoyed this dialogue that I've had with Tato. Thank you, Tato, for joining me. This is Reflections, your host, Jorge Gonzalez. My guest has been Tato Cortez, Rafael Tato Cortez La Pena. Thank you, Tato, and we'll be back next week with another guest and hopefully another program that will be interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Jorge, for inviting me.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.